Beyond reading, writing, and arithmetic, schools across upstate New York are dealing with more and more school violence. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, experts at a recent forensic psychiatry conference in Syracuse say violence goes beyond high-profile school shootings.
SUNY Upstate forensic psychiatrist James Knoll says ask anyone about school violence and they'll answer Columbine or Newtown, Connecticut.
Most of, I think, the lay public's attention gets focused on the rare but sensational acts of school violence like school shootings, which I have studied. But I think it's the more common everyday violence, abuse, physical and mental abuse and bullying and so forth, that is probably where our efforts are best spent.
Knoll believes more must be done early on to teach teachers signs of bullying and then have available resources for referrals. He says the essence of bullying hasn't changed over the years, but it's become more pernicious with the advent of social media. Knoll says bullying can lead to social isolation and all sorts of adverse psychological effects, and sometimes it's hard to connect the two. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.